Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Now, if you're just tuning in, we've been discussing drugs, what brought up the discussion, and all, you know, different aspects, bad experiences, positive experiences, how to best reduce the harm from using these drugs. I think it's so important to get the message of harm reduction out there, because the message of just say no is like some sort of crazy fantasy. It's never going to happen.
It's not working.
Yeah. Give me the evidence that the Just Say No campaign did a damn thing. It's more difficult for me to count the people I know that don't or haven't ever
All right.
done drugs.
So here we actually are. That was an old show, and now we're here live from the Liberty Forum after I don't know what was going on. Just so you know, we are having some technical difficulties. These are the things that happen with live radio. So we're here at the 2012 Liberty Forum once again. And it's a great event. I'm so glad to be here around so many other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, great speakers, and just a great group of folks here. I mean, hundreds of people in the same hotel together who love the ideas of freedom. And not only that, most of them are willing to do something about it. A lot of the people have already made the move here as part of the Free State Project. They made the move to New Hampshire from wherever it is they're hailing from. Actually, I was just recently with Kelvin from Colorado, who's called the show a number of times.
Yeah.
He came out to...
Nice to see the folks that, you know, that we hear on the air.
Right. So, yeah, a number of folks are coming and visiting here, and, of course, that's really cool. But we went out to the Manchester airport with Kelly Voluntarius for round three of the Don't Strip Our Rights. I don't know if you want to call it a protest slash outreach event. Where Kelly basically...
And the first two, they went really well. People, you know, Kelly was around and put a bikini in one case and underwear in another case, you know, like, you know, tasteful stuff, right. That kind of thing. Things went pretty well.
Yeah, this time she did it a little bit differently, kind of taking it to the next level. She actually walked into the airport in a top that was very revealing. It was essentially like a see-through... I don't know what you call it, fishnet look, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And underneath that, she had over her nipples, she had the white tape, basically. And it turned
out. Any pictures there?
There are plenty of pictures. Okay. Video is going to be online at some point. When that will be, I don't know. We'll let you know on air. It'll probably be posted over at freekeen.com. And so it went fairly well, I would say, considering the lack of clothing that she had on. Some of the women were a little cattier than normal about this.
Not surprised. These women are carrying around kids, you know.
Especially the one with the ones with kids. So you'll see some of that on the video as well. But mostly, I would say, an overall friendly response from folks still. A lot of people do not like the TSA, and so I'm sure they at some level appreciate someone who's willing to stand up to them. Anyway, so that's why I just got back from here at the Liberty Forum. So it's not just all happening at the hotel. Sometimes there are things happening on the outside, like the Alternatives Expo and other things. But one of the things that a lot of folks are attracted here for are the guest speakers that
especially
that
the keynote speakers, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so one of those keynoters is sitting at the table with us here. He happens to host his own radio program. Peter Schiff is joining us here tonight, and he just got done, I think, with some sort of a presentation. As I said, I was out at the airport with a young lady who was taking off her clothes, so I wasn't there to see her presentation. Peter,
I don't blame you.
Good evening.
What was the presentation on? I was out manning a table too, so I didn't get to see any of it.
Well, I talked about the economy and mm-hmm. the problems that we have and why we have them and why they're getting worse and, you know, why the real crash is coming. You know, we didn't have it yet.
The real crash hasn't happened yet.
No, it's coming. In fact, I got a book by that title, The Real Crash, coming out in May.
Okay.
But I spoke about that. I'm speaking again after dinner, the keynote for this.
You're the big name here. You're the guy who predicted the crash. In, what was it, 2006?
Yes. So I'm going to be talking
you get
more
for it all.
Right. And I guess there I'm going to focus more on maybe, you know, what might lie ahead for our young people, and might they stay or might they emigrate? So we'll be talking about that. And you know, you guys, I do my own radio show now too. If people want to listen, it's the Peter Schiff Show. If it's not on your dial, yeah, we worked hard on that name and came up with it. But if you go to shiffradio.com, you can just listen online. It's live at 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. And if you miss it live, just go to that website and listen whenever you want.
So, what are some of the things you cover on your show?
Well, I talk about politics. I talk about economics. I talk about the markets. We take guests. I take phone calls. So it's a good, you know, two-hour rundown of what's going on that day. You know, I always talk about generally things that are current and things that are happening at the time. And, you know, we get calls from clients who are talking about investments. We get calls about politics and just general economic questions.
So is this your first time in New Hampshire? I feel
no,
like you've been up here before.
I've been here. I've been here many times. I almost moved here. I know before I located
almost.
From yeah when I moved from California, I was looking up here because of the lack of an income tax was appealing to me.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah. So
what stopped you? What was
well,
it?
I have family and I have relatives in New York and Connecticut, mm-hmm. and I thought I'd be a little distant. I mean, I didn't really know anybody there, and I did want to be able to visit. I didn't want to just kind of isolate myself. And so I ended up paying more taxes and moving in Connecticut, and they repaid me by raising my taxes even more. So consequently, I might move, but I'm looking
Thank
south.
Thank you so much.
I'm
Here's some more taxes for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking Florida, though, because, you know.
No. That's where
warmer.
We come from.
Yes. Now, I am I'm in your Europac investment value fund thing. I'm sorry, I don't know all the names, but you're a big name as far as investment advisor and things like that. People that believe that the fiat currency is being devalued by the Federal Reserve. People like that have been flocking to you. What can what can people expect if from Euro Pacific in the relatively near future here?
Well, I mean, we're trying to expand. We're opening up some new offices we have planned. We're hiring new brokers, so we're growing the business. And so,
where are you concentrating investments?
Well, we're concentrating them abroad and in precious metals and other commodities. The whole idea is to minimize exposure to the U.S. dollar, the U.S. Treasury market, or any dollar-denominated bonds. I think that the losses are going to be enormous there for people. And, you know, that's the real crisis when we have a currency crisis, a sovereign debt crisis. And people need to be aware of what's going to happen. You know, they just restructured the Greek debt, and Greek bondholders took a 50% haircut, mm-hmm. actually more, on their bonds. And, you know, I think we're going to take a bigger haircut. It might not be a real one where we just default, although we might. That would be better than what I think we're going to do, which is inflate.
But either way,
we're going to impose huge losses on the holders of our bonds.
But the debt ratio of citizens versus government debt in the United States is actually larger than Greece, right?
Well, we have a larger per capita debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really doesn't compare apples to apples, because the official debt, the funded debt in treasuries, is just a small part of the total debt.
Mm-hmm.
If you include all the off-budget items, all the contingency items, then if you also throw on all the state government, because after all, the state government and the federal government are looking at the same taxpayers to pay the bills,
right?
So it's all the same thing. So if you actually add all the government debt, funded, unfunded, and off the books, I mean, we're probably the most indebted people on the planet.
I heard a number like $700,000 per individual in America. My 4-year-old son owes $700,000.
Well, no, he doesn't owe it because he never agreed to it, and I never agreed to it, and no one here ever agreed to pay what these politicians are doing. Peter Schiff, shiftshow.com, is that what it was? What was the website?
Shiftradio.com.
Shiftradio.com. That's where people can go to learn more, because this is a topic that you've got to get deep into. We don't have time for that tonight, because a lot of people here to talk to, and I really appreciate it. Appreciate you sitting in.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Me on, guys.
More coming
thank
up
you.
Here from the Liberty Forum 2012 edition here, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2012 Liberty Forum, a day full of speechifying and panelizing, or whatever you want to call it.
No, one of those things.
I was on the Civil Disobedience panel today, which I thought went very well. It was Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, Jason Talley from Talley.tv, and myself. And a great audience full of people with some good questions. Mark, what did you go and do today here for Liberty Forum?
I put to bear my prodigious and incredible sales skills, and I was signing people up for Pork Fest and the Free State Project. I was manning a table and grabbing them as they went by.
Oh, great. Yeah, I think I'm doing that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there with you.
Oh, really? You really liked it that much? You're coming back for more?
I'm just worried about the Free State Project. I'm going to make sure the best of the best is sitting at the table.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can't leave it in my hands. Got it. So that was going on today, and speeches. I heard that John Lott was here, and we'd mentioned that he was going to be here, the author of More Guns, Less Crime. And I didn't see that, but what I heard happened. Were you there for this, Mark?
I know that he gave a speech.
Yeah, and I heard at the end during the question section that somebody asked him about the war on drugs, or I guess marijuana in specific. I'm not sure which. But, you know, the idea that, well, if you understand that prohibiting guns leads to certain problems, are you on board with the idea of, you know, ending drug prohibition, because he wants to end gun prohibition, and he understands that, you know, that doesn't keep guns out of the hands of criminals and that sort of thing. So you would think he would understand the drug issue, but apparently he is somebody who is not liberty-minded on that issue, and so there's quite a debate, I believe, that was rousted up between some of the members of the audience and John Locke. So not everybody speaking at the Liberty Forum is of, you know, ideological purity, if you will.
Sure.
And so apparently he got called out, and I'm looking forward to seeing the video of that one. So our number here, 855-450-FREE. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to, not just speakers at the forum, but sometimes some of the people that are behind the scenes. Rob Panik is with us from State of Liberty, and sit right on in close to that mic, Rob. What is it what is State of Liberty?
Thank you for having me. State of Liberty is a documentary film that myself and several other filmmakers, student filmmakers at the College, Keene State College in Keene, New Hampshire, have been working on over the last 9 months. And we've basically been following several activists who live in the Keene area, sort of with a focus on things such as civil disobedience, non-cooperation, political transparency, personal responsibility. And so some of the events that we've covered, we have covered Jason Talley, who was recently arrested for having a camera in a courtroom or in a court lobby. And so we went and did some shooting covering that story, as well as similar stories with Derek,
Derek, who's on our show actually on a regular basis, right, on Tuesday nights. You know, I already knew what State of Liberty was because you guys are around Keene and you've come and you've interviewed folks. And State of Liberty, what's the website?
StateOfLibertyFilm.com.
StateOfLibertyFilm.com. The trailer isn't up on the site yet.
No, not
but
yet.
It will be. You premiered the trailer for this today.
I got to see it. Yeah, it was great.
It was great. And I'm looking forward to seeing obviously the full production, which should come out sometime this summer. But let's go a little bit back, talk a little more about the story behind State of Liberty. I mean, you guys, this is a senior thesis, essentially, for you.
Yep.
At school. So how did this come about? Like, you know, who pitched the idea? Who's the originator? Give me a little background.
Well, I moved here, to Keene, New Hampshire, after living in Florida for about 8 years. So I came here to finish up my college education. And so I befriended a gentleman by the name of David Krause, who's actually here watching right now. Mm-hmm. And I worked with David. And that's how I got to know sort of what the Free State Project was. And he had actually told me a story one time about an act of civil disobedience that he was engaged in. Which you know well, that act of civil disobedience.
The one where you sat in front of a police car?
Right, where you sat in front of a police car. And I was really amazed by the story. I was really interested, and I didn't really understand what civil disobedience was, what non-cooperation was. You know, because I was fed a typical traditional education. You know, you're sort of taught that liberty is yours and you're free, and you know, all these sort of fallacies.
Congratulations, you're free. Pay your taxes. And
it's been a really eye-opening experience, and I've loved every minute of it.
Well, that's fantastic. So you've got a crew. It's not just you that's behind this. How many people are on board?
There are actually 15 other film students that have been working on this. Yep, a lot of them, you know, do behind-the-scenes stuff, a lot of post-production stuff, and
now, you need a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things you told me before is that there's a budget for this film. I mean, this isn't just you guys checking out some cameras from the, you know, the office at the school and taking them around. You guys were awarded, like, a significant budget.
Actually, it's interesting that you say that, because about a half an hour before I came down here to be a part of your show, I received an email from Keene State College saying that we've just been awarded a creative projects grant for another $1,500. So.
Great. And you started, do you want to talk about how much you started with?
We originally set out to raise $15,000 from the filmmakers and from anyone willing to contribute to the project. Mm-hmm. So that was our original goal. Right now we've put in about $5,000, and we're thinking at this point that it probably won't ever need to reach that $15,000 budget, which was originally intended.
So like free labor, right?
Yeah.
that's a big help. Now, are you getting that money from the college, or how does that work?
Well, this recent grant that I was just talking about is from the college that's being awarded to us. We went through a really tedious proposal, and it's actually a really competitive research grant that we were awarded. But the rest of the budget has come primarily from the filmmakers. you know, people and other people, family members and whatnot, who want to contribute to emerging artists.
So you guys really are putting your own money behind this. I was under the impression it was like a completely school-funded thing. So you guys are really out there, you know, hitting the pavement, asking for contributions.
Yep.
Does that mean that you'll have full rights to the film as far as distribution and that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's exciting. So are you planning on, like, Netflix, or where are you going to get it out?
That would be great, actually. Netflix would be fantastic. Really, what I'd like to do is get it circulating in film festivals around the country. And then I think if the response is really good, then I'd like to move it into a distribution phase, having, you know, digital downloads available for anyone who's interested in purchasing them, as well as actual hard copy DVDs.
DVDs and such.
Yep.
Are you shooting in HD, or is it an SD production?
No, it is. It's not HD. It's just regular DV.
It'll still look good.
Yeah,
you guys have some nice cameras from what I've seen around here. So stateoflibertyfilm.com
is
where folks can go to learn more about this. What else would you want to share with our audience that they might not know about your production?
Well, it's let me think here.
That's a tough opening
question. Yeah.
What is the most amazing thing you've seen in the filming of this? I mean, because you've had a lot of activists.
Good question.
Well, the most interesting thing for me personally is what I was talking about earlier in terms of people being arrested for operating cameras. I mean, that's my life.
Was that a shocker?
It is. It is quite a shocker. You know, that's what I've centered my life around is documenting people and documenting interviewing and capturing those sorts of things. And I think it's ridiculous that people are spending time in jail for doing exactly that.
I'm glad you feel that way, because it seems almost like the mainstream media completely ignores it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just one of those independent filmmakers that has been arrested, so we don't care about covering that. If it was one of their cameramen, they would give a damn, but you can't get WMUR, one of these other TV shows, to cover this sort of stuff. Stateoflibertyfilm.com. Rob Panik, thanks for coming on Free Talk
Live. Thank you very much.
Glad you're out there doing this work. It's good stuff. All right, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We're here live at the 2012 Liberty Forum.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make make a change and start earning money from home, go to incomeathome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome19.com. Incomeathome19.com. That's incomeathome19.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2012 Liberty Forum, and we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. In fact, if you want to, you can control the website by submitting different content to it. You find something online that you think's interesting, and then you submit it as show prep. Other listeners then have the ability to vote on what they like and dislike, and you get to vote as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. And the Bitcoin is a big topic of conversation here at the Liberty Forum. Today there was a panel discussion about agorism, which is working outside of the system to provide products and services without begging government permission. It's one of the definitions of it. And so Bitcoins are a pretty outside the system currency because, well, the government had nothing to do with creating it. In fact, the government people are pretty upset by the fact that it even exists. And it's totally decentralized, which is one of the reasons why the government people don't like it, because it's hard for them to control. In fact, it's impossible for them to control Bitcoin. You can learn more over at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And you can, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have your first Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. So you can buy your Bitcoins with cash over at bitinstant.com. That's bitinstant.com. You know, as usual here at the Liberty Forum, we like to talk a little bit about the event and some of the things that have been going on, but also, more importantly, talk to some of the people that are here, both in front of and behind the scenes. We've got a lady here with us, Eileen. Eileen, we've met before at one of Michelle Seven's parties, and so I know that you're involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Now, tell our listeners what that is and why they should be interested in it if they don't live in New Hampshire.
Well, there's many things that New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does that we'd love to be able to see once New Hampshire is the benchmark for the rest of the country as we increase liberty here in New Hampshire. We would love to be able to see the other states follow suit.
So set an example.
To set an example. And, well, there's a lot of people talk about liberty, and but what we're doing is we affect change up at the State House.
It's so absolutely true. It's and it is really happening. And what are some of the ways that you go about making the change happen?
Well, one of the things that we do that people who don't live in New Hampshire can do is we rate all the bills that come into the New Hampshire State House. So we rate them on how they impact your liberty, and we have training to teach people on how to do bill review. So we rate legislation on if it's pro-liberty or anti-liberty.
That's a huge, I mean, that shouldn't be understated. That's a huge task.
It is. We have,
someone has to read all of the legislation, the proposed legislation, isn't that right?
That's correct. And there's between 900 100 and 1,000 pieces of legislation that come into the New Hampshire legislature every year.
And that's probably small because New Hampshire is a small state. Can you imagine, you know, what it's like in Texas? How many bills we must have there? And, you know, it's intensive. You've got a cadre of volunteers that read every single one of the bills.
Yes.
And give a rating.
Is there a restriction in New Hampshire on how many topics a bill can cover? Because obviously we know in the D.C. there's just all kinds of stuff in every single bill.
No. But I think some of the legislators, we actually have some legislators that will come to us when they're thinking of a piece of legislation and say, well, how can we script this so that it the likelihood of its passage and it's still remaining pro-liberty, so we will help parse them down and or look at a piece of legislation and say, well, there's nothing you can do with this bill to make it pro-liberty. There's no way we'd be able to endorse it. So we have had those. But again, from out of state, as you can learn how to do bill review, and that's extremely helpful because what that does is that is the foundation of our troop of grassroots advocates will go into the committees. When a bill comes into committee and it's been rated by our bill reviewers as being very pro-liberty, myself or other designated individuals from the NHLA will go in and testify on a piece of legislation to try to get the committee to pass the bill. And we'll also go in and try to kill a bad piece of legislation or offer suggested amendments to make it better within the state. So bill review is a huge part of getting us into the committees.
Now, are there people that are like really excited about reading legislation? Do those people exist?
Yes, they do.
Wow, I am so glad they're out there.
and so am I. And believe me, so am I. And so once the bill leaves the committee, it goes to the State House for a vote. And that's where our signature document called the Gold Standard comes into play.
I see you're holding one of them in your hands.
Yes.
I've heard about this. So we've had Dennis Goddard on the show in the past. And it's an interesting idea that's certainly something not going on anywhere else. What is the gold standard?
What the gold standard is when a bill comes out and the entire House goes to vote on it, we educate the legislators from strictly a liberty standpoint, nonpartisan, on how to vote on a piece of legislation.
Now, don't they also get handouts from their parties? So, like, the Democrats will get, you know, how to vote if you're a Democrat, and the Republicans get how to vote if you're a Republican. You guys are offering a third choice.
Yes, we're offering a purely from a liberty standpoint, and it's very, very principled. And we've been creating the gold standard since 2005. And
that's
so
incredible.
The legislators know that we're principled. We do our research, and our information is accurate. So if we say that a piece of legislation is against Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, we put that quote down there, they know that we're dead on. And so we have about an 80% success rate in this House, in this current House body.
Success rate regarding?
Our recommendations. So if we recommend a bill die, we have an 80%, we're right now, at, or a bill passed, we have an 80% success rate.
I mean,
it is colossal.
Now, wait a minute. Now, how's that built over time? How long have you been involved with the NHLA?
I've been involved with the NHLA for several years now.
Have you seen that change?
I'm the chairwoman of the Liberty Alliance, and I'm standing just on the shoulders of giants because the individuals who came beforehand who really worked very, very hard to get us to where we are now.
They've created an incredible organization. I'm glad I'm a lifetime member. But have you seen that change? Have you seen that 80%? Has it gone up over time? Have you become more influential over time?
More influential. If you visit the New Hampshire State House on a day when House sessions are typically on a Wednesday and they're voting, you will see legislators looking at the gold standard on how to vote.
Interesting.
And I'm there on Wednesdays passing out the gold standard, and legislators who come in the other door will come around the corner and come to me to come get it from me.
Wow.
There'll be people who are paid lobbyists there. I'm not paid. I'm a volunteer.
Right.
All of the NHLA is all volunteer. We're all run by donations.
And that brings us really to the third spear on the fiery triton of the NHLA, which is the liberty rating, right?
Yes.
So once they, you know, the legislator votes or doesn't vote.
Yeah, we keep them accountable. We track how they voted on our recommendations, and then we create what we call our annual report card, or our liberty rating. And so this year's liberty rating was based on 56 recommendations that we had, whether on how the legislators voted. The most important, impactful ones. And so we rated all the legislators. So we run everywhere from an A+, Legislator of the Year.
Who's that?
It's Mark Warden from Goffstown.
Him on last night.
Yeah. Mark Warden's our favorite, of course.
Yes, he's an amazing legislator. But, you know, we've got the top 25 is we've done amazingly well this year. And then, you know, we run down all the way to constitutional threats.
Right. And you're also helping candidates run for office, are you not?
Exactly.
I mean, training and
we do
like
candidate
that?
Training, and we also support candidates with rallying volunteers. We had some special elections. We rallied volunteers for this year. And with money and donations. So
that's another way people can help from on the outside. Like
exactly.
A lot of people listen to Free Talk Live. They'll hear a lot of the stuff that's happening here, get pretty excited about it, but then they'll say, oh, I can't move. I've got this reason and that reason. But what can I do to help from the outside? And obviously money can help, but reading the bills also is something that they can help with. They can go to nhliberty.org to learn more. Is there email updates or what can
there's
get
email there? Updates. We do activist alerts. You can get a copy of the Gold Standard sent to you.
Oh, cool.
We have a Facebook page. We really try to rally people and get people involved and keep their legislators accountable.
And if you're in another state or another country and you're not moving to New Hampshire, this is the roadmap to more liberty where you are. You read all the bills. And then you rate the legislators on how they voted on the bills. I mean, it's simple, but it isn't easy.
It isn't easy. There's no other organization in the nation that's like ours. In fact, I'm usually on a monthly basis or every month I'm getting an email from someone asking them, how can we do this in our state? And I said, well, New Hampshire's unique.
Better off moving to New Hampshire.
You'd be better off moving to New Hampshire. Right. We have all of these wonderful liberty activists here already in New Hampshire.
Eileen, thank you so much for sitting in here tonight. NHLiberty.org is where people can go to learn more about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Appreciate you being on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here live from the Liberty Forum.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And over 6,000 preparedness items get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items and counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and we are live, extra live, at the 2012 Liberty Forum, where there are a number of people milling about, although right now there's not much milling going on by our studio. That's because it's dinner time, and we are sitting here on the air. I haven't eaten since noon, I think, so going a little while here and doing it all for you. So you can have live radio from the Liberty Forum 2012 edition. We've got all kinds of interesting people with whom to speak, and one of them is joining us here. We're going to actually take a phone call. So Drew Phillips is joining us from freedomsphoenix.com. If you want to put your headphones on, you'll be able to hear the call and interact here. We'll talk more about what Drew's up to, because they're doing some cool stuff over at Freedoms Phoenix with the dime cards, and we'll explain what I mean by that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Anonymous, calling from Idaho, is on the line here. Anonymous, you are on Free Talk Live, and we are live from the Liberty Forum. What's on your mind tonight?
So I'm talking to Ian here, huh?
You've actually got
Ian, Mark, and Drew Phillips.
Ian, Mark, and Drew Phillips.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so you guys are at the Liberty Forum, and I kind of wanted to jump off topic, but stay on topic. Talk to you about how my wife's civil liberties are being violated by the Catholic Church currently.
How can the Catholic Church violate civil liberties?
Well, the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Basically, what happened here was she filed a lawsuit. She has a lawsuit filed against her. I'm sorry. And all she did, she wrote a letter to basically this priest superior, you know, saying some of the things that she knew that this guy was doing. And then what happened was they started investigating him. So to thwart the, you know, canonical investigation, he filed several civil like libel, slander, all kinds of lawsuits against her. And he continued.
Who is it that's filing these? I'm sorry, the Catholic Church is investigating her. The police are investigating her. Who's investigating, and then who's filing?
Okay. So. She just wrote a letter, just a private letter to, you know, Catholic superiors for this priest, right? Didn't make it public, didn't send it to anybody else but within the Catholic Church. And once he found out about this, he began to file all these civil lawsuits against her. Which that does, if you know anything about canonical law.
I don't.
You guys aren't into that stuff, right? That thwarts the canonical investigation.
So these are lawsuits that are within the church, or they're within state government?
Well, within the state government, exactly.
Okay.
So the ones that the priest is filing is within the state government.
And what is he accusing her of?
You know, the investigation is canonical, so that's just within the church.
And what is it she's, what is it she's being accused of?
Different people like that.
Got it. What's she being accused of?
What's she being accused of?
Yes, sir.
Well, I could put it as priestly misconduct.
The
priest is being accused of priestly misconduct.
Right, but in the lawsuits being filed against her by the priests or whoever, what is it that she's being accused of in the lawsuit? What's the basis
libel
of the suit?
Libel and slander.
Got it. Even though she didn't publish that letter anywhere, it was a private letter.
Yeah, exactly. What he did was he went live on his website and said that he was being accused of that, went live on his website, even though that was only sent within the Catholic Church. So you have to realize she did not, like, put this out on a website or anything like that.
So where is it that these, is this recent? I mean, where does these lawsuits stand right now?
This lawsuit is, this has been going on for a little bit over a year. The last thing that was filed was because he hadn't, you know, the priest hadn't done anything about it. This gets a little bit better, but the priest hadn't done anything about it, so she filed for, just a motion for dismissal. Well, he came back and said, oh, yeah, she's saying all this stuff on the Internet about me and all that, and actually filed for another motion and is actually increasing this. And, the thing here is the Catholic Church is not really saying anything about this. Now here's the trick is Catholic priests, they all have like an order, you know, like this guy.
Yeah,
I'm not going to name any names here. This guy belonged to an order,
mm-hmm.
and his order and that canonical investigation that I was telling you was going on once she filed that, they look into this stuff. They were not able to interview her because of that civil suit, but they found him guilty of many of the things that,
and you have proof of that?
That she was claiming.
And you have proof that they found him guilty?
I do.
Clearly, if she's not making false claims, it's not libel and it's not slander. And addition, you could probably argue that the priests are public figures, and as
I
understand it,
the problem is this priest is a public figure. He's a televangelist. He's got millions and millions of dollars.
Well, no, I know. I understand that that's a problem from the perspective that he can hire lawyers and probably outmaneuver her from that angle. But on the other hand, the more public somebody is,
Jurisdictionary.com going up against his lawyers.
You know what? Jurisdictionary is a good thing to turn to. Anonymous, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. Let us know what happens at 855-450-FREE. But I'm no lawyer, but as I understand it, when you are dealing with accusations of libel, if the person who's been allegedly libeled is a public figure.
Actually did it, yeah. And,
but if they're a public figure,
it's
like
much
I can
harder
say,
to prove.
Mark Edge is gay.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, first off, that would have to be a bad thing.
Right. If that were offensive to you. Right.
And it would have to affect my earning income.
Would it have to?
I think that's
a factor with libel?
I think so.
I'm not sure. I don't, again, I'm no lawyer.
Yeah, right. What the heck?
But as I understand it, because you're a public figure, you don't have the same level of protection as, say, Drew Phillips does. So, Drew, welcome back to the program here tonight. You are somebody who helps out with freedomsphoenix.com. I don't know if that's who you're here representing tonight, because I know you brought some dimes with you.
Some dimes, yeah. Some silver dimes.
Silver dimes. Now, this is pre-1965, is that right?
Correct.
So all the dimes prior to 1965, so 1964 and before that, are made 100% of silver.
90% silver.
90%.
Yeah,
that's why it's called junk.
Junk because it's circulated.
Yeah, and that name very much.
I don't care for it either. But because they're used, they're worn, they're junky, and typically people who invest in silver would buy a pure bullion rounds,
a shiny ounce they can put in a safe or somewhere that's secure. But these are things that what's one of these dimes worth these days?
Currently, they're at the moment, I think it's about $2.56. That fluctuates based on the silver price.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we like them so much is it's a good amount to trade with. If I wanted to buy a soda pop or if I wanted to buy a hot dog or something that's only $2 or $3, then I can do that with this. So obviously we've chosen these to encourage barter and the use of silver in the open market rather than just investment pieces. So, you know, that's sort of our advocacy.
Yep. And what you've done is you've laminated them, essentially, with information about what they are. Because if you just hand a dime that's silver to somebody, they may not have the knowledge that's necessary to really recognize.
And they might lose it amongst their other change.
Right, which is a problem.
So we adapted this actually from Ron over at Shire Silver. I saw the Shire Silver model, and I thought it was pretty interesting. For a number of reasons, I won't criticize Ron because I really love his program. But for a number of reasons, I thought, I think I can do this better.
Great.
And we got a we got onto the dimes and these circulated coins and also quarters. So they have smaller denominations similar to a Shire Silver card. So yeah, same thing. We laminate them, credit card size, fits in your wallet, real nice and convenient. And as you said, there's information on the back which allows you to understand if you have a general idea of what the silver spot price is of that day. It has a chart: $30, $35, $45. You know. So
don't you have an app for that?
There's an app for that.
Tell me about that.
And everyone's favorite. Right? There's an app for that. It's known as the Silver Calculator. And again, it sprung out of this kind of overall silver wallet voting project that we were working on out of Phoenix. So the app is called the Silver Calculator. It's available on the Android market. And
only Android at the moment?
No, actually, to this weekend at Liberty Forum, we're here to proudly announce that we have, and right here on Free Talk Live, first time we've said this. A few people know, but
world exclusive.
Yeah, so
we need to go to those.
Well, real quick,
nightly news noise.
Real quick, the backstory: there was another iPhone app developed by a Liberty activist here in Keene. But it wasn't the same. It wasn't the point of sale system barter app that we were trying to develop. And it just released yesterday on the iPhone, on the iTunes market. So Silver Calculator, search that on iTunes or Android market. It has an AG logo, which, you know, AG.
Perfect.
And then if you want more information, it's whatisthiscoinworth.info.
What is this coin worth .info about the dime cards and the Silver Calculator?
Well, if you want to know about the dime cards, you're going to have to go to donttreadonmeme.com.
Good having you on, Drew Phillips. Thanks as always. More coming up from the Liberty Forum. Hour two's next.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.